and welcome to another episode of Podcast DX, the show that brings you interviews with people just like you, whose lives were forever changed by a medical diagnosis. I'm Lita. Ron is not with us today.
And I'm Jean Marie.
Collectively, we're the hosts of Podcast DX. On today's show, we are talking about men's health. June is Men's Health Awareness Month, and today we are going to talk about stress, stroke, and heart attack. To start us out, Jean, why are stress, stroke, and heart attack such a problem for men's health? And what is Men's Health Awareness Month?
Well, according to menshealth.org, the purpose of Men's Health Month every June is to help raise awareness of health problems that men typically share. And as two women, we know a lot about it. It also gives health providers, public policymakers, and the media, and individuals or podcasts like us, the opportunity to encourage men and boys to seek out regular medical advice and early treatment for diseases or injuries. Did you know, on average, men die almost 5 years earlier than women?
5 years.
5 years.
Wow.
Yeah, and it's not just us killing them off. Part of the reason is that men are more reluctant to go to the doctor, according to menshealthmonth.org. And in fact, studies show that women go to the doctor twice as often as men. And now as far as stress, stroke, and heart attacks, I found an excellent article from Cardiac Group in North Carolina, one of our favorite places to go.
Yep.
And even though they are focused on the heart, they have some really good information on the connection between stress and cardiac health. And evidence has been mounting over the years that shows that there are ties between your mental health and your heart health. And while treating the heart usually requires lab results and various levels of testing, and mental health involves therapy and analysis. Depression has been recognized as a major factor for heart disease. And studies have found that unrelated and unrecognized depression contributes to an unhealthy lifestyle, and that people who had reported high or very high levels of depression and anxiety were more likely to have had a heart attack or stroke than people without those symptoms. And as much as cardiologists like to put the heart at the top of the pedestal, really it's the brain, according to Dr. Connor Healy, a board-certified cardiologist with Capital Cardiology Associates. He goes on to say, the brain controls everything, and it's the most important organ. It is no big secret that when people are feeling down, it has an impact on your health. Many of the biochemical changes that happen in the brain are associated with grieving, depression, sadness, loss. And when we are depressed, we are less motivated to do everyday things like exercising, interacting with friends and family, making healthy lifestyle and food choices, overeating, drinking, or smoking.
Well, I can understand that. Mm-hmm. But isn't it true that women have a greater incidence of depression than men? And in that case, shouldn't women be at the top of the list for the risk chart?
That's a great question, Lita. But
Thank you.
What researchers are finding is that men have a reluctance to seek out medical care, and that includes mental health care. And that is what ultimately gets them in trouble. But the initial problem may be stress.
Okay. Well, the American Heart Association says that some people may choose to drink too much alcohol or smoke cigarettes to manage their chronic stress. However, these habits can increase blood pressure and may damage artery walls. And your body's response to stress may be a headache, back strain, stomach pains. Stress may also sap your energy. It can wreak havoc on your sleep and make you feel cranky, forgetful, and out of control. A stressful situation sets off a chain of events. Your body releases adrenaline. That's a hormone that temporarily causes your breathing and your heart rate to speed up and your blood pressure to rise. These reactions prepare you to deal with the situation like fight or flight response. But when stress is constant, then your body remains in high gear, off and on for days or weeks at a time.
And actually, I've heard that some people, and this is controversial and still experimental, but some people use cold showers.
What?
Use cold showers.
Who does?
There's studies being done where you jump into a really cold shower and then jump back out, and that initiates your fight or flight response because they're cold. And they're trying to see if doing that occasionally can help you resolve. So you're not actually in a fight or flight. You're not in a stress situation. It's just cold water. And so then your body might acclimate to it quicker. But I'm sorry, I shouldn't have even brought it up.
No, that's a good point. So they're trying to...
They're trying to condition the body.
Right, fight or flight, we don't really need that anymore.
Right. Sometimes you do.
All right. When stress is constant, your body remains in high gear, off and on for days or weeks at a time. Although the link between stress and heart disease isn't clear, chronic stress may cause some people to drink too much alcohol, which can obviously increase your blood pressure.
Right.
And it may also damage the artery walls, like you were saying, Jean.
Right. And so when we start out with stress being a positive thing, but it can cause, you know, constant stress can cause damage to the arteries, and because of the blood pressure is constantly raised, and it can lead to a stroke or a heart attack. So sometimes instead of drinking or smoking or overeating, you know, it's best to try to go and take a walk.
Okay. But it doesn't always have to be that way.
Okay.
If caught early, many of the killer diseases can be treated medically and add years to a man's life. So what do you think the biggest misconception about men's health is?
That it relates to men?
No.
That it can't happen to them. They're not the one.
That's right. It's somebody else.
Okay.
It's proven that stress and hypertension or high blood pressure are more prevalent in men than in women. A recent article in Healthy Heart magazine states that studies have shown men are more prone to high blood pressure than women. The risk of hypertension, which is the same word as high blood pressure,
right,
and we're
right.
using that word
interchangeably.
Right.
Okay.
The risk of hypertension increases with age. However, unhealthy lifestyle and improper eating habits have made younger men also vulnerable to this condition.
And I can only imagine that the pandemic has added upon that.
To the stress?
Yeah, to the stress for everyone.
And the poor
choices.
Lifestyle choices.
Yeah, people aren't getting out. But I do hear a lot of people are making... a little bit of room in their homes to exercise, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
We should clarify for our listeners, high blood pressure is the rate at which your heart pumps blood into the arteries, and which is then carried to the rest of the body. And when these arteries are constricted for various reasons, the heart has to work much harder to effectively supply blood to all the body parts. So if you're getting cholesterol or arteriosclerosis, it's hard to push, it's like kinking a hose. Right? It's hard to get the water through. This increases the blood pressure, just like it would increase the pressure at a hose. And while normal blood pressure levels stand at about 120 systolic over 80 dystolic, excessively high blood pressures can go to like 160 over 100 and increase the risk of heart disease.
Well, high blood pressure can cause heart attacks mm-hmm. or stroke, mm-hmm. and stress can cause high blood pressure. So... is the answer just to alleviate stress?
It would certainly help, but there are numerous causes of for these conditions in men, and stress just happens to be one of them. One of the prime reasons and an uncontrollable factor that causes high blood pressure is heredity.
Oh, okay. Well, you can't do anything about your genetics.
Not at the current time. Of course, but even though you may be prone to this condition, so like if you're your grandfather, your father, your uncles all have high blood pressure, then you also might be prone to it, or if you're on your mother's side as well. Let's say that your dad and your grandfather, they both died early from heart disease. You can take care of your health early on and delay the onset of the problem.
Well, that's true, and I guess you can keeping yourself in the best physical condition would help?
Yes. Obesity is one of the biggest contributing factors for high blood pressure. And the prime reason for obesity is the lack of physical activity or overeating. and it can also be attributed to, you know, your genetics. And you can do your best to change the tide, as it were, and give yourself a better chance for optimal health. And high levels of fat in the body constrict the blood flow in the arteries and thereby increases the blood pressure as well. So eating a low-fat diet might help.
And what about sodium? I've heard that high levels of sodium in the body is responsible to elevate the blood pressure.
Yes, and there are large amounts of salt in most processed food and junk foods. These foods contain more salt than your body requires on a daily basis. In some cases, even certain medications may have high sodium levels. I personally actually take salt every day.
Yes.
So eating a well-balanced diet and watching your salt intake may help.
Yes, we do not recommend that you take salt tablets.
Unless your doctor
recommends it.
Them,
yes.
In which case, you have to take two. Oh, wait, that's just me.
Okay. Every little bit helps, I guess. And as you know, as a person gets older, hardening of the arteries occurs, which is called arteriosclerosis. As the arteries become less flexible, it becomes increasingly difficult for the blood to pass through them. In such cases, medication is the only way that the doctor can treat this condition. And if they don't go to the doctor, they're not going to get treated.
Yeah, true enough.
They may prescribe medication that slightly thins the blood so that it can pass through more easily through the arteries.
Sure.
But if you don't go to your doctor regularly, you won't be able to get help with this one.
Right. And I know, I guess women are, we're conditioned that you go for your yearly checkup.
Why don't they do that with men?
I don't know.
Well, that's what men's health awareness is.
Yeah. Okay. You should automatically, you have to go every year and get a checkup.
Yep.
And actually our insurance rewards us for going and getting our checkup.
I'm sure theirs does too.
Yeah. So you should check that out as well. Of course, we need to mention that hypertension or high blood pressure may occur as a symptom for several other health problems, not just stress. Conditions such as kidney disease, thyroid problems, or problems of the adrenal gland may also contribute to this condition. Addiction to smoking or drinking is also a contributing factor to high blood pressure.
So it's not just stress. And how would a man know if he has high blood pressure?
Well, guess what? One of the first things they do at the doctor.
Oh.
So seeing a doctor or healthcare provider regularly in a is a good time to go and, you know, like maybe around your birthday. That's what a lot of women do. Go every year on your birthday. Or not on your birthday, but around your birthday. And it's a good way to remind yourself that your life is worth saving and that you can have something to do with that. And if there is a problem, your doctor can recommend ways to reduce the risks of heart attack and stroke. And the first thing they do is take your blood pressure, your pulse, and your temperature.
Okay. Or maybe you can go in June.
Sure, every month and every year in June.
All men.
All months will be
calling
June.
Calling all men. Go to the doctor in June.
Oh, yep.
Doctor's offices are not going to be happy with
no.
this. But if a guy is feeling okay and he hasn't had any problems yet,
okay.
right?
Yeah.
Why would they want to go to the doctor? Don't you go to the doctor when you're sick?
Well, it's preventative care. So the problem is high blood pressure doesn't always have, is not always, you know, you don't always see the symptoms right away. So you can be walking around with high blood pressure and not even know it. We've talked to Olympic athletes who were walking around thinking they were absolutely in pristine condition, and it turns out they were in kidney failure. So sometimes you might be like cognizant that something's going on, but not really aware of how serious the problem is. And the best way to deal with it is preventative care. So get ahead of the problem and go every year for, you know, so they can look for trends that your blood pressure is trending high, your cholesterol might be trending high. And so blood pressure and a complete blood panel is always a good idea.
All right.
Well, not always, but most of the time.
Yes. By taking care of your health, you can prevent this condition and improve your health. Here are some suggestions from the American Heart Association. Make sure that you get some form of physical activity at least 3 times a week. Go for a walk, a jog, or anything to keep yourself moving. I see that a stand-up desk
is very popular.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I think if the men out there are looking for something to do, I recommend mopping the floor. Folding laundry is great for your arms. Doing the grocery shopping, you do a lot of walking in
bending,
that grocery store.
Bending, stretching.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, turn it into a really, life-changing activity.
Maybe that's why there's so many men doing Instacart now.
Sure.
Okay. Another thing that the American Heart Association recommends is eating a healthy diet. limiting your consumption of processed foods, caffeine, and other fattening foods.
In other words, don't come over here when we're taping this podcast.
Right, because we provide all of the above. Mm-hmm. If you find yourself feeling stressed, indulge in some stress-relieving methods such as meditation, deep breathing, or any other activity that relaxes you. Well, that's an open book. Mm-hmm. If you have found out that your blood pressure levels are high, make sure that you follow your doctor's advice.
What advice might they give?
They might give you medicine to take. They might recommend that you follow up as often as they say to do, and the doctor will help you get it under control.
Okay.
You should also monitor yourself for symptoms such as lightheadedness, headaches, blurred vision, and fatigue. These can be a sign that damage is already being done to the heart or arteries. Consult a doctor to find out the cause for such symptoms. Once you determine the root cause for these symptoms, simply by addressing or eliminating it, you can find yourself feeling much better, hopefully. Knowledge mm-hmm. is power.
Sure is. You have the power to take, you know, care of your health. So to summarize, physical stress, mental stress, worries about finances, payments, work, family, friends, are some of the forces that can lead anyone really into developing elevated levels of blood pressure and increased risk of heart disease. Eating fast food and, well, unhealthy fast food, you can always, you know, a salad, and not staying in shape are also contributing factors. But the biggest problem is getting men to go to their healthcare providers' offices. And we will be sure to post links on our website for more information on Men's Health Awareness Month. But for today, I think that wraps it up. Go ahead, if you're a guy, stop right now and add preventative healthcare to your calendar.
Very good. Good advice.
Mm.
And if our listeners have any questions or comments related to today's show, they can contact us at podcastdx@yahoo.com. We have a website, podcastdx.com. We're on Pinterest,
mm-hmm.
Instagram,
yep,
Facebook.
Sure enough.
And Twitter.
I don't think we tweet too often.
We tweet.
We tweet?
We tweet.
Okay. And if you have a moment to spare, please give us a review wherever you get your podcast. As always, please keep in mind that this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regime. And never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you've heard on this podcast.
Till next week.